This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. I moved into my current home in July of 2012 and found a plant I'd never seen before. It's always an adventure to find plants the previous owner chose to plant and deciding what you'll do with those gifts. For me, I chose to keep the resurrection lily. The previous owner told me that I wouldn't see this flower coming, and I didn't. I renovated the area in 2013 and have continued to do so. In the process, I moved the lilies several times and at one point thought I'd killed them. But the name of this bulb is apt. It resurrected and is blooming now. Pictures are on my website, gardenbite.com. The resurrection lily goes by a variety of other common names, including belladonna lily, naked lady lily, and magic lily. A native of South Africa, the lily gets its name because in midsummer the leaves shrivel up as if the plant is dead. Then, much to my delight, large lily blossoms started growing on top of the bare stems. This member of the amaryllis family is said to be hardy to zone 5. Well, it survived the winter of 2017-18, a lengthy cold winter here in zone 4. The resurrection lily prefers full sun but will tolerate some shade. The stalk grows to over 2 feet tall and produces about 6 flowers per stalk. The color is a pale pink to almost purplish. Plant bulbs 5 to 6 inches deep and 6 inches apart in the fall. Mulch the first winter while the bulbs establish and to prevent heaving. This lily will naturalize by bulb offsets. Most of the websites say to give your resurrection lily moderate water during the summer. I never gave this plant a thing. And even during one of the hottest summers we've had, it produced. Check out GardenBite.com for pictures and more information on this August surprise. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Instagram, and now YouTube. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.